You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
So excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. Be so appreciative to all of you guys that are hanging out on the phone lines. Welcome to another episode of the E-Man After Show. And I'm appreciative that you guys would come in at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to this show. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yes. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. Yeah, we'll be back right after this. Y'all guys, keep it locked. We'll be back right after this.
was the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap about to happen like a knee. You were slapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit and two with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying. Here. Well, the home was out, snow was on the ground. Folks stayed in, 2 foot down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, say, and I let the sucker in. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door where the sin should have been. Get food for food, going out every year for a day on the plane when the cold winds blow. Through the beer may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, yo, Ryan, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and our chance of dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked his spot and danced. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the Yogi Yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a tip to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys for the girl's glad rag. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new DeVille bought a blue in the sky, the best that money couldn't buy.
Right.
flows is about made of rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the wax, say. The people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Moe is competition, young ladies. Shock the house, that's a young lady. Shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like it just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is We Talk Radio. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join us on another episode of the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Good evening, everybody. Hello, Mandy. Are you there?
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Yes. Well, we're excited that you guys will hang out with us on the E-Man After Show. Just finished up the Mandy the Mentor Show, and we are broadcasting in the Mandy Studios on tonight. We're so glad you guys are hanging out with us on this celebration called Christmas. We're into our holiday season, and we have something special for you guys tonight. Those of you over on the network, we want to thank you over on We Talk Radio Network tonight. We want to thank you guys on the phone line that's calling in. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, if you want to talk to us tonight, we're in the holiday season. Happy holiday season to each and every one of you tonight. You know, we just did Thanksgiving. We got Hanukkah, we got Kwanzaa, we got Christmas. It's all in this New Year's Eve, New Year's. It's all in this holiday season. And so me and Mandy, and we are hanging out at the Mandy Studios. We've been celebrating Christmas, huh, Mandy?
Right. We have been celebrating.
Yes, we've been celebrating Christmas. And guys, got a little something different for you tonight. Gonna do a little Christmas story, so hopefully you got the grandkids. They probably not going to bed. If you got any grandkids, you got any kids, bring them around the radio tonight. Bring them around the network tonight, because we're gonna have a Mandy's moment tonight. Mandy is gonna give us Mandy moments, and she's gonna tell us what Christmas is all about. Mandy, what's the piece you're doing tonight?
It's called The Christmas Story.
It's the Christmas story. It's the Mandy moment. So we're going to give you guys a chance to get your little ones around the radio, those of you that's on the network. They ain't going to bed. They still up. No, normally you would
right.
think they'd be in the bed by 9 o'clock, right, Mandy? But
most
of them are still up. And
uh-huh.
So tonight, Mandy's going to give you our Mandy moments, and we're going to do the Christmas story. It's the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We're so appreciative. We have been hanging out at the Mandy Studios on tonight. We want to thank all you guys that jumped over from the Mandy the Mentor Show to come on the E-Man After Show. We're celebrating. They told me, say, E-Man, wear pajamas. All the sisters over here, we all in pajamas. Why? We got the fragrance going. We got candles going over here. It's all kind of stuff going over here in the Mandy studio tonight. Why? Because we're celebrating Christmas. We in the holiday season. And so, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come back out of the break, we're going to deal with the Mandy moments. It is the Christmas story. You guys keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hang all the mistletoe how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, we are back. We are back. We are back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys will join us on tonight. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back in the building tonight, guys. We're so appreciative to all of you that's over on the network. We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us on tonight. It's all about Christmas. We're into our holiday season. We want to thank you guys over on the phone lines, those of you over on the network. We want to appreciate you. Welcome to the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio. This is the number one station right here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We are in the building tonight. We're celebrating the holiday season. And on last Sunday night, we put a big six question out there. What does Christmas mean to you? And we heard a lot of your opinions, and we heard a lot of you what Christmas means to you. And we'll just kind of continue in that vein this Sunday night. This Sunday night, I got something special for you guys. Why? Because we're celebrating. We're celebrating Christmas, and we're going to have what we call Mandy Minutes on tonight. Mandy's going to give us a Christmas story, and the Christmas story is this Christmas. It's the Mandy Minutes on the E-Man After Show. And then we're going to bring you guys into the conversation, and we want you to tell us, what do you think about the Mandy moments with the Christmas story that Mandy is going to share with us on tonight. We want to thank all you guys on the phone line that's listening. We want to thank you guys on the network. Mandy?
Yeah.
Yes, we are here. I can hear you just great, just great. We're in the Mandy Studios on tonight. And they are celebrating around here. They are already partying. We got pajamas on. We got people around. Yeah. They got cookies and what do y'all got? Cookies and ice cream. We got hot chocolate. They got the Christmas tree going. They got the lights. Yeah. There's all kind of stuff going on over here in the studio tonight. We so appreciative. Why? Because we're in the holiday season. So, Mandy, let's give us our Mandy moments for tonight. You guys bring your grandbabies, bring your children up to the radio, bring them up to the phone line, and listen to the Christmas story. It's the Mandy moments right here on the E-Man After Show. Go right ahead, Mandy.
Well, hello, little ones. Yes, you. Come a little closer to the radio. We hope that you have your hot chocolate and your cookies, because we have a story for you tonight. The name of the story is The Christmas Story. Yes, we know that every one of you love Christmas, so we want to present this story to you tonight. This is Mary, a girl of Galilee. She lived long years ago, but such a wonderful thing happened to her that we remember and love her still. One day, an angel appeared to Mary. "You are blessed among women," the angel said, "for you shall have a son, whom you shall call Jesus. He shall be called the Son of God, and his kingdom shall never end." "I am glad to serve the Lord," said Mary. "May it be as you have said." Then the angel left. Mary married a good man from Nazareth. His name was Joseph, and he was a carpenter by trade. When Joseph had to go from Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judea to pay his taxes in his father's town, Mary went with him. It was a long, weary journey. When they reached Bethlehem at last, they found many travelers there before them. The streets were full of cheerful, jogging kinsmen. The inns were crowded to the doors. Though Joseph asked shelter only for his wife, every innkeeper turned them away. At last, one innkeeper, seeing Mary's weariness and need, showed them a stable full of warm, sweet hay. There Mary brought forth her son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, since there was no room in them in the inn. There were, in the same country, shepherds who watched over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them in shining glory, and they were all afraid. The angel said to them, "There is nothing to fear. I come to bring you news of great joy, which shall come to all people. For a child is born this day in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth, laying in a manger." Suddenly, the sky was full of angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. When the angels disappeared into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem to see this thing which the Lord has made known to us. They hurried to the town and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. After which, the shepherds told everyone they met about the child. Now, when Jesus was still a baby, three wise men from to Jerusalem, where he that is born King of the Jews, they asked, for we have seen his star in the east and are to come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in his wicked heart. He called the wise men to him and asked them just when the star had appeared. Then he sent them off to Bethlehem, saying, go and search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring him back to me, and I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, the wise men departed. Behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it stood over the place where the child lay. When they saw the star, the wise men rejoiced and were glad. And when they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary and bowed down to worship him. They opened their treasures and laid before him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Being warned by God that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way. The child was called Jesus, the name given by the angels before he was born. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and full of wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. This has been Mandy Moment. We hope you enjoyed the story.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed the Christmas story by the Mandy Moments right here on the E-Man After Show. Why? Because we're celebrating Christmas. We want to thank all of you guys on the network. We want to thank all of you little ones who come around the radio, have come around the network on tonight, around the phone lines, to listen to the Christmas story by Mandy with Mandy Moments. And so we're so appreciative to all of you guys. Also, we want you to check out Kirk Franklin's Christmas. It's airing on Lifetime. It is a very good movie. We watched it on last night. For those of you that's into watching movies on Christmas, I would recommend the Kirk Franklin Christmas story. You just heard the Mandy Moments. You heard the Mandy's Christmas story. So you guys, you tell us, how do you feel? What are your thoughts about the Christmas story? Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back over, I see you guys standing by on the phone lines. We're going to bring you guys into the conversation because we're celebrating. We're over here in the Mandy Studios. We're celebrating Christmas. We got pajamas on. They got, if you can hear in the background, they eat cookies and they dipping it in hot chocolate. They got the candles going. The lights are lit up. Why? Because it is Christmas. We're in the Christmas season. Hopefully you'll put your Christmas tree up by now. Hopefully you have, Mandy got the Christmas tree up all around the studio. Yep. Hopefully you drinking eggnog. What are you drinking? Rum and eggnog, Mandy? What is that you drinking? Yes.
You're so funny. No. We do have the hot chocolate over here, okay?
Yeah. They got it going on in the studio. It is warm and fuzzy. They got the candles going on. It's Christmas time, everybody. We're celebrating. Listen, it is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back of more of the E-Man After Show right after this. You guys keep it locked. You guys stay with us on the phone line. We're going to bring you in. We want to know, what do you think about Mandy Moments in the Christmas story? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Oh,
And delighted that you guys would join us on another episode of the E-Man After Show. Mandy's in the building. We are having a Christmas party over here in the Mandy Studios tonight. We got the game going. We got cookies and cake and all kinds of stuff going on around here. Mandy, we want to thank you for your Mandy moments. I see the guys standing by on the phone line. We got the game going on, like Denver and Kansas City is playing right now. We got the sisters bringing me, they just bringing me all type of stuff. We appreciate it. Yes, we appreciate you guys. I'm going to try to bring some of the guys into. We got people all around the studio. It's live. It is the Christmas celebration. Yeah. Why? Because this is the holiday season. What do you think about the Christmas story tonight? Last four numbers, 4875, that's Anthony. Last four numbers, 3900, that's Mr. Dwayne. Last four numbers, 5390, that must be Mr. T. Smiley. Hello, men. How y'all doing on tonight?
Mighty fine, my brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're excited that you guys would join the E-Man After Show. Hello, Dwayne. How you doing tonight?
I am great. I'm blessed and highly free.
Is that Mr. T. Smiley? How you doing, Mr. T. Smiley?
You know, it's his better half, your girl Kia D, holding it down for We Talk Radio Network.
Y'all always get me.
I love it. Listen, I am enjoying the show tonight. Beautiful Christmas story. I'm going to allow the men to chime in on that. I am just here standing in T. Smiley's place tonight. He was a little under the weather, and so I just wanted to make sure I was here because this show is, gut-busting funny every single weekend, so I'm always excited to tune in. So I'm going back on mute, but I'm definitely here.
Well, we appreciate you hanging out with us, Ms. Kia Davis. Yes, I'm broadcasting this my show tonight in Amanda's studios over here. They got all kind of stuff going on. They got cookies, they got ice cream, they got candles going. Men is talking about, E-Man bring some pajamas. Everybody's around here in pajamas. They just got the big thing going on already. Why? Because we are celebrating Christmas. It is the holiday season over here at the E-Man After Show. Well, thank you, Ms. Davis. Say hello to Mr. T. Smiley, and we'll catch up with him soon. She went back on mute. Guys, are you there?
We are here.
Well, man, we so appreciative tonight that you are hanging out with us. Just a little something different on tonight, because we're in the you know, holiday season. We're in the celebration, and it's all about, you know, giving. It's all about family. It's all about love. It's all about just, you know, being a gift to someone. I like what Dwayne said on last week. You know, he liked being a blessing and being able to be on the end of giving. You know, a lot of us have been on both ends, or we've been on the end of receiving, but on the end of giving. And so we just in that season right now. And so I'm so appreciative that you guys would hang out. We are having a party over at Mandy's house. And what do you guys got going on tonight? What are y'all celebrating tonight? What do y'all think about the Mandy moments in the Christmas story? In y'all own way?
I think it was fabulous. You know,
yes,
that, you know, that story that Mandy, you know, think it never gets old. It always just brings joy and replenishment whenever you hear it. It just never gets old. And I just want to say that Mandy and the E-Man Show and Kia D, this has been just truly a blessing, you know, that she has created a platform where others have a voice. And you'll be able to tell that story down the years and the annals of time. So I just, you know, I just want to say that it was great. It was great. And it never gets old. Never gets old. Just like Curtis Blow, never gets old.
Yes, sir. Never gets old. And yes, sir. Yeah, we just look. Mrs. Dwayne, I'm all over the place. I am back and forth around Mandy's studio. They got it going on. We having a pajama party over tonight. The candles are lit up. The lights is flashing. The Christmas trees is going. We got a sister bringing cookie. They different cook. It's holiday season. And so, man, we just appreciative that you have been hanging out with us, even on the Mandy the Mentor Show and your family. And, you know, we have different ones bringing their little kids up to the phone lines, up to the network. All of you over on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, you can follow us throughout this year. Going into 2022, we have some awesome things that are going to happen over here on We Talk Radio. We want you guys to keep it locked. We want you guys to stay tuned. It's a lot. We got a lot of great, exciting things. We are so peacock proud, high and happy with all that's going on over here on We Talk Radio Network. I don't know, Mandy done ran down. She's somewhere up front. Mandy, are you there?
I am here. You're
up front with a man on one side of the studio. I'm on the other side of the studio because we got, I don't know where all these people done showed up from. Well, what is this, a surprise going on tonight? Something I don't know
it's
something
crazy.
About? Well, tell everybody I said hello. They are walking back here. It is off the chain. Anthony, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm fine. Great God is good, man. I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful holiday season. Man,
yes, sir.
I can't
set it up. Yes. Man, you did any Christmas shopping yet?
just a tiny bit. I'm not really too big. I'm not too big on doing a lot of shopping this year, man. I just, you know, I'm just kicking back this year, and I'm gonna give out my normal gifts, but I'm just not too big or big buying big gifts or anything.
Oh yeah, it's understandable. I get it, man. Well, you know, I want to say happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah to all of you that's out on the network. But to your family, to your wife, and to your sons, Merry Christmas, Dwayne. Same thing to you and your family. To Mr. T. Smiley, to Miss Kia, to all of you guys that listen on the network, that write us, that write into the E-Man After Show. I see your emails. I see your texts. We're getting them. You know, a lot of people say, well, you don't respond, E-Man. It's a lot of them to read.
so I can't go through all of them. But I'm so appreciative of you guys, because guys, what you, Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony, well, you don't know, these they write in and they share they perspective of your perspective of how you guys y'all perspective on the conversation, and they just have learned a lot from just understanding how we men think. You know, and our dialogue. So I'm so appreciative to you guys, and you know, because we just, as Mr. Dwayne just said, it's just a platform where we could just come together and open up and have a safe place where men open up and just talk about men stuff and men issues. You know, right in the midst of everything that's going on, we, you know, a lot of us experienced a lot of different things this year. You know, different ones have lost their loved ones through COVID. We just have had some trying times and been a different season. And I think last year this time, everything was locked down. We, you know, you weren't going over even to your family's house to do anything. Well, it's a whole different year, but we're still being cautious. But through it all, God has been grateful. Why? Because he has given us a gift through his son. And we want to, you know, appreciate the giver, which is the Almighty God, who given us the best gift, which is his son. And so in return, we're going to make sure we give gifts and celebrate our families and love on each other and just celebrate, because we're celebrating. I don't know how we got started earlier over here on the E-Man After Show, but we're celebrating it up tonight. And I'm appreciative to all of you that's on the phone lines, that's listening, on the network that's listening. Listen, I'm going to take a break. When we come out of the break, we're going to continue to talk to these fellows about Christmas. How are you celebrating Christmas tonight? You know, I think we talked last week. Are you being the Scrooge? Are you being the you're not telling your kids it's a Santa Claus? What are you doing? Are you putting up lights? Are you putting up trees? It's decorated around here. It is a festival going on over here at the Mentor Studios tonight. And we so appreciative that you guys would join us on tonight. Just bring me the hot chocolate. No, I got sister like me and come get your assistant. I'm on the air and they asked me, do I want hot chocolate, guys? Yes, I want some more hot chocolate. Yeah, we appreciate it, all of you guys that's joining us tonight. Let's take a break. When we come out of the break, we'll continue our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to The Sound.
sounds like check one. My mic sounds like check one.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. Are you with me, fellas? Are you back?
We're here. Yeah, at least I'm here.
Are you back, Anthony? You could be on mute.
Yeah, we're here.
We're so appreciative to all you guys that's joining us on tonight. We are hanging out in the Mendez Studios on tonight. I got grandbabies. I got all type of stuff going on in the studio. We're so appreciative to all of you that will hang out with us on tonight. So, guys, tell me, what do you think about the Christmas story? Any one of you? I mean, I heard you earlier, Dwayne. Anthony, what do you think about the Christmas story?
I thought the Christmas story was beautiful. I mean, what the story is an old-time tale story, and it's the truth about Christmas. You know, one thing about it was the truth about what Christmas is. It may throw kids for a little loop because they didn't listen to hear about Santa Claus. So it may throw them for a little bit of loop. But once they get a little older and grasp what Christmas is really all about, they'll understand that story. But that was a wonderful, beautiful story on the birth of Christ and Jesus.
Yes. Right. So we're so appreciative to all of you guys. Listen, if you want to chime into the show on tonight, you bring it to me some more cookies and hot chocolate. Boy, I tell you. I got babies. Come get your child. Yes, thank you for bringing me the cookies. We're celebrating over here on the E-Man After Show. This is one of our sisters. Hello, Naya. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me cookies. Bye, little man. Yeah, he just fascinated on the show, guys. We want to thank all you guys that's hanging out tonight. We are having a party over in the Mendez Studios tonight. We're celebrating Christmas. We got assistants everywhere. We got the game going on. Guys, what do you think about the Cowboy game on this past Thursday? The Cowboys came back, huh?
Loved it.
The Cowboys, I loved it,
came
too.
Back. Yeah,
you know, actually, that's a rival game in my household. My wife's from Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm from
Dallas. That's right.
Exactly.
talk about a little bit. How that's working for you, man?
unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to watch it. We went to a John P. Key concert that was at a church, held a concert. I mean, held at a church. So we attended that, so we didn't get the chance to see the game.
Yeah, that's right. John P. Key was in the city the other night. Yeah,
exactly. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a beautiful, wonderful concert.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm quite sure there's a rivalry going on in your house. Your wife being from Louisiana, New Orleans, and Cowboys beat them, what, 27-17? You know,
yes, exactly.
I should have called and bitted your wife on that.
Yeah, you would have made
real quick. $20 real quick.
Yeah, you would have made $20 real quick because she was not going to root for nobody else.
It was a good game. It was a good game. It was a good game, and I'm glad Cowboys lost. But what we must remember, most of the great players for the Saints, they were down.
Yeah. Well, no, they won. Thank you. You're talking about they lost the Thanksgiving game. They won this past Thursday night with New Orleans. You're talking
right,
about
that's what I'm saying, the Saints. But most of the Saints players, the great players, they were down. They were hurt.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
But then we got to look at this. We didn't even have a head coach. Still did our thing.
Right.
Exactly. The Cowboys, right. They didn't have a head coach. And Sean Payton, he used to be a coach for the Cowboys. So it was good. It was good. I have concerns, but it was good.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that the other morning. Yeah, we're in that season where, you know, I don't know what it is. I think they have added, 17 games this year. And, you know, I moved my bid up to, like, 13, and I'm going 13-4. You know, but it's the typical Cowboys. They do good. They fall off on a few games. But, you know, they're talking about it more of a play calling. What do you think about Kellen Moore and the play calling? Do you think he have got complacent? or do you just think, you know, it's just the system? Because it's organized ball. A lot of it comes from the press box. He may appear to be that he's calling the plays, but they're calling the plays from upstairs just as well. They're sending plays down to him. He's sending them to the coach. But, you know, they don't sit around the table and discuss the game anyway. It's a strategy, you know, but during the chemistry of the game, what play are we going to call? So are they picking the right plays or are they sending the right plays down? You just really, really never know. But that defense did step up. They stepped up as usual, you know. And so that's just my, you know, because, you know, I know somewhat a little bit more about the game because my son is in the NFL. It's just, you know, it kind of makes you wonder sometimes, Mr. Dwayne. I get where you're coming from. It kind of makes you wonder, you know, how it all go together. You know, some games are throws, some games are not. But that's another story. We're going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to talk sports one night on the men's show. We're going to bring the men around the domino table, and we're going to talk some sports, you know, even in the midst of our, because, you know, even in the midst of the holiday season, there's a lot of sports going on. Right now, Denver and Kansas City is playing right now. We got it all going on over here on the E-Man After Show on tonight. And so, Mando, you still with us? Mando's around the studio. You still with us? She up there for front.
I'm here. Oh, you're here? Entertaining. Yeah, I'm just entertaining. Oh. Yes.
Well, Mandy, you can entertain your guests. We appreciate that you would stop by and give us your Mandy moments, and which is the Christmas story, and it's such a beautiful story on, and every one of us agreed, and we so appreciative that you would want to do it, and I thank you for, you know, sharing your story, and we'll do a lot of more of that. But we're entertaining over here at the Mandy's studio because we just finished the Mandy the Mentor show, which is why this show is somewhat called the E-Man After Show, because we're coming off of her show. And so we so appreciative that you would hang out. But I know you got a house full of people, so you can entertain Mandy. And we'll catch back up with you next week.
All right. Well, you know? Thank you guys for listening to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, ma'am. And so, fellas, Amanda's out because she got a house full of people. They got all kind of stuff going on over here. And so I'm so appreciative to all the assistants, all of those that work behind the scenes to make the E-Man After Show and the Mandy the Mentor Show go. Why? Because we can't do it by ourselves. We got assistants. They are researching. They are putting these shows together. They are hipping us out. So when we sit down, we prep our shows and we read a lot about what we're talking about, and we come on the air and try to give you guys over here on the network the best content, the best entertainment, the best uplifting and empowering that we can through radio. We want to shout out to Miss Kia D. You heard her earlier. You know, thank her for this platform, because all this media platform is to encourage someone in their own way, if it be through a song, if it be through a word of encouragement, if it be through just prayer, whatever it is, this is what her network is all about, because that someone around the world is listening, and we are all around the world over here on We Talk Radio. And so we just want to appreciate all of you that's on this network. We want to appreciate to all the personalities that come on each and every day, because we have something for you every day of the week. Actually, tomorrow night, at Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we want you to join the Kia D Unplugged show. Yeah, it is unplugged. You want to check that show out. Come back on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got Groovy Tuesday. You know, it is. Yeah, listen, if you're sitting around the office and you just want to relax and get that stress off while you're working, you want to join in to Groovy Tuesday. It is a beautiful show. I love just sitting back listening to the music. Then you can come right back on a Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All these shows are Central Standard Time. It is just after the lights go out with Miss Kia D. You guys would love that show. You know, she normally tells you to put your kids to bed because it's a grown folks show. But, you know, it ain't nothing that they ain't already heard. So at the end of the day, you know, you could bring them around the radio and around the network just as well. Then we got the Cave Radio Show. Me and Mandy had an opportunity on yesterday to host the Cave Radio Show. Mr. T. Smile is out on vacation, And me and Mandy had an opportunity to host the Cave Radio Show yesterday morning. Go back and listen to that show. Go back and click on and listen. Mr. Dwayne joined us on yesterday. We had Miss Stephanie joining us. We had different ones joining the Cave Radio. Dwayne, you are officially a caveman. When you call into the Cave Radio Show, you have officially become a caveman. It was a great show on yesterday. We want to thank you. And that's at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on Saturday morning. Then on Sunday morning, you can get all your inspiration on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pastor Jeremy Glenn. Listen, you don't want to die and go to hell because you hear Pastor Jeremy Glenn preach. This brother can just flat out teach and preach this word of God. It is the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. He's on at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Then you got my good friend, Miss Emily Blue and Dion Lack. You know, it is the brand new day with Emily Blue and Dion Lack. They just went off and they have a great show. These ladies are just doing the doggone thing. I think Miss Dion Lack just dropped a book. She just did her first book. I'm pretty sure they talked about that. And Miss Emily Blue, she got all kind of foundations going on. So you guys want to check their show out. It's every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on We Talk Radio Network. And then you got me. We shut it down with the E-Man after show. And so I'm so appreciative of you guys as part of this show because people are writing in. They enjoy our conversations, and they always wanted to. They always wanted me to know that, especially the young ladies that I talk to, that they got their husbands listening secretly, guys. You know, they'll call in, they'll listen, then they tell you need to listen to the E-Man after show. And so hopefully some of these brothers will call in and. You know, and join the panel. I got some few brothers that want to join the panel next year. And so we're gonna put out the domino table next year and going into 2022. I got about four brothers standing by I think just call in. We'll bring you in. Just call into the show. You know, you're always able to give your opinion, your perspective, because why? We don't ever want our voices to be silent. And so next year we have a lot of great shows. We'll be doing our interviews. We just wanted to get acclimated in these first few months of the E-Man After Show. We're going to start bringing you interviews, and we're going to start doing a lot of live remote. There's a lot going on in 2022. So I'm so appreciative to Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony and Mr. T. Smiley and to Mandy, to all of you that makes up the E-Man After Show. But, guys, I'm going to enjoy the party because we're celebrating over here at the Mandy Studio tonight. I want to thank you guys for joining me on tonight. I want to thank all of you on the network. We're going to get out of here tonight. Listen, we know you got to go to work in the morning, so get you some good sleep. Celebrate, love your family, love your loved ones. Why? Because we're in that season where it's all about giving and loving. But remember, Jesus is the real reason for the season. And until we meet again, fellas, we will talk to you guys again, next Sunday night. And so y'all have a blessing. It's the E-Man After Show, and Amanda, are you still there? She's up there in the
chat. I am here.
You still there?
I am here. B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof. Good night, hey. Everybody.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.